Americans fell desperately in love with railroads. For some, it was the clickety-clack of rolling wheels on rails, the scream of steam whistles, the screech of brakes, the sounds of hard-working engines that had captured their imagination. But for others, it was the big, fast trains and stories of the heroic engineers who ran them that had provided for a lifelong romance with railroads. Today, trains crisscross the national landscape like lines of maturity on a weary face. But over a century ago, and here in Pennsylvania, the railroad was the strength of the nation. The Pennsylvania Railroad was a proud and grand network with more than a quarter of a million employees and 28,000 miles of track, enough to circle the globe. Without a doubt, the Pennsy was the leader among other railroads. And for almost 100 years, the Pennsy endured as one of the nation's most respected rail institutions. The Pennsy was thousands of experiences to almost a million railroaders. The end of the old Pennsy was the end of an American empire, deeply influencing both commerce and culture. From its humble start, it went on to become the nation's first billion-dollar corporation, and boldly proclaimed itself the standard railroad of the world. The year was 1893, and the U.S. was holding a party in Chicago. Originally conceived to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America, the Columbian Exposition was an international showcase of talent, energy, and industry. The celebration had its share of firsts. The world got its first glimpse of the Ferris wheel, along with its first taste of juicy fruit gum, Cracker Jacks, and diet soda. Spread out over 600 acres, the fair gave its 27 million visitors a chance to experience the latest cultural and technological developments the world had to offer. The Pennsylvania Railroad, the self-proclaimed standard railroad of America, was there in all its glory to showcase its meteoric rise of the first 50 years. Inside its own pavilion, with hundreds of exhibits, fairgoers viewed the railroad's most advanced trains, along with photographs taken by William Rowe, a prominent Philadelphia photographer who had taken pictures around the world by his 21st birthday.
William Rowe had been hired by the railroad to go around and take photographs of the property, not so much to portray the locomotives and cars, but to show the scenery as a way of stimulating passenger traffic, vacation travel, travel for leisure.
And I'm sure that the people at the exposition who saw them would have been inspired to take some trips on the Pennsy.
The Pennsylvania Railroad's exhibit at the fair was an elaborate one, depicting a passenger station complete with railroad track, signal tower, and footbridge. The structure was a testament to how far the company had come in its struggle for a piece of the Western expansion that was taking place in America. The main line of public works, the Pennsylvania Railroad's predecessor, was an amalgamation of several early railroads and canal systems throughout the state. One of those systems, the Allegheny Portage Railroad, had found a crude way to overcome a monumental obstacle, the Allegheny Mountains. The answer was an impressive yet dangerous engineering solution, a system of inclined planes to get rail cars and canal boats over the mountains.
By 1844, that the locomotive replaced the horse-drawn mode of transportation completely, and it turned out to be much more successful and can be used year-round.
2 years later, in 1846, the Pennsylvania Railroad was born as a means to ward off competing railroads that were now trying to expand into the state. Prominent Philadelphia businessman Samuel Merrick was elected the new railroad's first president, and engineering genius J. Edgar Thomson was named the railroad's chief engineer. Over the next few years, Thomson, a brilliant, secretive man, continually went up against the conservative railroad leadership. Thomson wanted to expand the railroad quickly by charging lower rates to attract business and by borrowing to finance rapid construction. His plan included abandoning the problematic inclined plane system. Thompson became head of the railroad in 1852. In a master stroke, he found a way around the inclined plane system. Thompson devised one of America's greatest railroad engineering feats, known as Horseshoe Curve, a doubling back loop that overcame the mountain's gravity by a longer but gentler route. Horseshoe Curve remains in use today with its original track alignment. Horseshoe Curve reduced the journey from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh from 4 days to 13 hours and became the gateway to the railroad's western expansion.